Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So, once again, joined by a voice which I'm hoping you'll recognise by now. Introduce yourself, please, sir.
I am Ollie Cates. I'm a consultant neurologist and I work in Leeds.
Well, thank you for coming to speak to us once again. Today's topic is testosterone.
Yes, the petrol. It really is the thing that makes men, isn't it? So, but it's an enigma. Nobody seems to really understand what it is, how we use it, how we need to measure it sometimes, and what its effects on our sort of day-to-day lifestyle, but also our health over a period of time. But it's the key male hormone, and that's the message for today,
which is responsible for a lot of things.
Yeah, so we know from our younger years that testosterone makes us virile, it makes us fertile, it gives us our boosted libidos in youth, so it's important for sexual function, erection function. It's really important for normal muscle and bone development. It seems to be a good drug for cardiovascular protection, and it works across a range of tissues. And the best way to simply think about it is it's the mirror of the female hormone of estrogen. So it drives very similar processes in men, and the levels will fluctuate temporarily throughout the day. We may not feel the symptom changes, but your hormone levels are always higher in the morning than they are in the afternoon, where there can be a temporary dip. So if you feel a lull around about sort of 3-4 o'clock, that might be just your testosterone levels dipping a little bit.
Are testosterone levels particularly high when you just wake up?
We always,
if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. We always measure them before 10 o'clock. If you wake up with a certain event, can we allude to this? I don't know.
We can say it, an erection.
An erection.
We're all grown-ups.
If we wake up with a tent pole in bed, an erection, that's normal. Mm-hmm. And we call those early morning erections, so actually they've got a place in the textbooks, and they're really important, because if you've lost those, then something organic and biological is going on, and that may be one of the first features of having a low testosterone.
What's the importance of testosterone, or what's the problem with having a low testosterone level?
We measure testosterone in the clinic. Can be open to interpretation. That's where one of the problems where we liaise with other specialists and GPs and other health areas is, you know, there's no cutoff. You can't just say your testosterone is X and therefore you need treatment. But generally, if you have a level below 12 millimoles per litre, that's a kind of threshold, but there is a grey zone, you'll start get increasing symptoms. So it usually starts with fatigue and loss of libido. You then may feel that you're gaining a little bit of weight. It's harder to maintain the muscle mass. And then the erectile problems come in a little bit later on as the testosterone level starts dropping. And once it gets below 8, there seems to be another cutoff point where we say, well, actually, the chance of you having low testosterone, testosterone deficiency, hypogonadism, whatever you want to call it, it's much more prevalent in those patients.
Hypogonadism, what's that?
Hypo means low. Mm-hmm. Gonadism is the tissues that are important in fertility and testosterone production. So your testicles are your gonads.
I just thought it was a childish name we used in the playground when we were 10. I didn't realise that was actually a word for him.
Well, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Wow. So for those worried about potential low levels of testosterone, just because of energy levels and for other reasons, there are surely ways to boost it.
The first thing is to get tested, because what we don't want to do is boost people who don't need boosting, or go to the extreme where you end up with supraphysiological levels of testosterone. Always try and treat things naturally. You know, we don't want to give people medicines if we can go from a grey zone to a normal level. And the most important thing is losing weight. So that weight, that fat, is actually an organ. And it's like a hormone organ. So it starts mopping up all your testosterone and converting it into estrogen-like hormones. And so that's why we start getting things like moobs.
Is it really? I've read before, sleep assists with boosting testosterone. Is that true, or is that just an excuse to lie in bed longer on a Sunday morning?
Well, you're going to get your extra hour once a year.
Yeah.
But you can sleep too long and you can sleep too little. That's what I read from the evidence. So whatever's good for you, but it tends to be sort of between 6 and 8 hours. You need to be resting and having high activity on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You can't just go from 0 to 100 miles an hour and then expect to just cool down again. So having balance, measuring that against a balanced, healthy diet. When you get tested, though, and you're coming back to the clinic, then if it is low, then You know, we've done lifestyle, we've looked at you, and we've optimised those areas, and we've got lots of programmes down at our clinic, Elite Urology Partnership, where we will help you through that, working with Nuffield Health, working with individual trainers, and giving you those bespoke regimes that will improve things. But if it is low, and that can be for a variety of sort of other reasons, so there's a gland in your head called a pituitary gland, which regulates all of the hormones in your body. And sometimes tumours in your pituitary can manifest as very low testosterone levels. Once we've excluded all these things, then we'd think about supplementing your testosterone. So boosting your testosterone on a day-to-day or month-to-month basis, and they're very easy regimes. So we've got gels that we can rub in every day, and that's nice and flexible. So as long as you remember to do it, then your testosterone comes up nice and gradually. Injections tend to be on a monthly or three-monthly basis. And if you don't like injections, then you know, you'd be looking more at a gel. But injections mean that you probably only need treating 3, 4, maybe 5 times a year, and you can forget about it then.
What we should definitely point out is self-medicating, something you found on the internet, and not the way to go.
It's staggering the number of guys who come into a clinic and say, I've tried something through a friend, or I found something online. There's a black market industry for all these type of medicines, and they're kind of used recreationally, and it's very, very dangerous. You know, you need to be under the right supervision, regular blood testings. And the main message that I want guys to go away with from this bit of the talk is that if you've got a low testosterone, you have got a higher chance of getting a life-threatening prostate cancer. If you place your testosterone to a normal level, it goes back to normal. If it's too high, you go the other way again. So it's all about getting into the right ranges and being monitored appropriately. And once you're on a treatment and you've been measured over a 12-month period, it tends to stabilize very nicely, and we need to intervene very rarely. So, yeah, once or twice a year at most.
It's great advice. Thank you so very much for popping in once again. For those who want more information and more advice, what would the next step be?
So we've got our clinics running at Nuffield and Spire in Leeds, or go to our website, which is leedsurologypartnership.co.uk, or simply get hold of your GP for some more advice.
Oliver, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.